first today, a visit with Alex Lambert, who's giving one of the talks Saturday at the TEDxKC event at the Kauffman Center. Alex's talk is titled The Bully in the System, and it's the basis for that is a new documentary she's made titled Mentor, and it's a look at a town in Ohio by that name where five students committed suicide between 2005 and 2010. Based on her resume, I think it's fair to call Alex Lambert a prolific author, filmmaker, and producer. And Alex, welcome to Up to Date. So nice to have you.
So nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
So your talk is titled The Bully in the System. Who are you talking about?
Well, that's a very good question because I'm trying to avoid pointing fingers at an individual bully and talk more about a broader systemic problem that really makes everybody culpable to some extent.
The broader systemic problem, meaning what exactly?
Meaning that there's a culture of conformity that I observed where if you don't fit into that culture for whatever reason, whether it's how you look or talk or where you're from, one of the subjects of the film is from Croatia, then you are the victim of shunning, bullying, and bad behavior on the part of an entire community.
And you're talking about the folks who lost a loved one because of suicide, and they were actually targeted for some of the bullying you're talking about now.
Yeah, my film focuses on two families. Both families lost a child to suicide. And when they brought a lawsuit against the school, the people really shunned them for doing that. And I was shocked by that. I just felt like there should be compassion for these families, regardless of whether you agree with the lawsuit or not.
So what was going on in Mentor, Ohio, where five students committed suicide between 2005 and 2010? What was going on there, Alex?
My observation was that, like I said, that there, you had a football culture, you have a kind of culture of conformity, and that there were no adults who were raising these kids to learn how to be inclusive and respectful. So a lot of the bullying was not just from students, but from parents and teachers and people from, who signed off Mentors to Teachers Association. And so, I saw a very widespread kind of silent agreement to not address this problem, and then it becomes bigger and bigger, and these kids grow up and they're adults and they have responsibilities.
These two families you wound up focusing on who lost loved ones to suicide, tell us a little more about the two families.
The two families are quite different, but they became friends in the wake of this tragedy. And I think the Mohats, their son shot himself, and I think they are a little bit more typical of a bullying case where the parents were unaware that he was being bullied and therefore were less able to help him. And that's often a case where a student doesn't tell their parents what's happening. In the Vidovic's case, which with the family from Croatia, Slajana had been bullied and had told her family from eighth grade onward, and the family had been very actively involved in going to the school and asking for help and looking for help, and the help was denied them and they were not given any support at all. So that case stands out, especially from other bullying cases.
Alex, there's this incredible irony with the title of your latest film, which is the name of the town you focused on, Mentor, Ohio. Mentor? Really? I'm not missing anything there, right?
No, it's the name of the town. It's the name of the school. And I've gotten a lot of people asking, from there asking me, well, why did you name your film this? And I'm like, are you kidding? There is no other title for the film, obviously. But it is. It's very ironic. And Mentor, the town, is kind of nestled between Painesville and Chagrin, Ohio. So some of the names there were ironic to me.
What drew you to this story?
I was looking at a number of cases that dealt with this kind of bystander culture where there might be individual perpetrators, but then there are all the people who allow something to happen. And some of the other cases, there was a California case, a girl who was raped, and a lot of the students filmed it on their iPhones and stuff. I just didn't see how you could make that into a film without potentially further harming the victims. In this case, it's incredibly sad that Slajana and Eric died, but their parents want, you know, they're bringing a lawsuit. They want the story to be public. I didn't feel there was a risk of doing something that was unwanted or would harm them further. So this was a way to look at that story without, you know, documentary is very precarious kind of something to pursue, because you always have to look at, am I hurting these people who've already been hurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think you did in this case?
No, I mean, they've seen the film and they're happy with it. So I hope that I did what I set out to do, which is to tell their story and let them be heard.
You know, there's this incredible idea at work here, this notion of bystander culture, this idea that people stand by and watch horrific things happen to other people without intervening. As you focused on Mentor, Ohio, and what happened there, what's your takeaway from all this? And what is it about us as people that this bystander culture not only exists, but in some cases thrives?
I mean, I think it's scary to stand up and be the only person who says, hey, you know, what's going on? I think this is wrong. And one of the friends of Slajana is very... speaks about it in the film. He, you know, the first time he saw her having food thrown at her in the lunchroom, you know, he was afraid to say anything. And the second time when he did say something, he got in trouble for it and was himself told that he would be suspended or punished. So, you know, you have to be a bit brave to be the first person or the only person to say, I don't agree with everybody else here, and this is something that shouldn't be happening.
We're talking with Alex Lambert, who's giving one of the talks Saturday at the TEDxKC event at the Kauffman Center. Her talk is titled The Bully in the System, and we're talking about a new documentary she's made. That documentary is titled Mentor. It's about what happened in a town, Mentor, Ohio, when it came to a series of teenage suicides there. I've got to ask, how has Mentor responded to your film? And what are they saying about it there, Alex?
Well, much of my talk is about that. I made a trailer about halfway through completing the film because we were raising money. And when that trailer went up, I received a lot of tweets and comments and emails directed towards me that were very aggressive and threatening, angry. So also some very grateful ones, people who wanted to stay anonymous. But so that to me was evidence that there was still an issue there, because that was something that I had also heard a lot. Well, you know, this was in the past. Why are you picking on us? But then suddenly there was this huge wave of aggression towards me.
Huh. What did you make of that?
Well, I mean, it's I felt two things. I felt threatened. It's very upsetting, even if you don't live in the town. But it also was, like I said, evidence. The town made my case for me. So where I'm always trying to question myself and make sure I'm not, you know, demonizing some institution that actually is trying very hard to work on a problem. They just handed me all the evidence. Here's the problem. Still happening. Every time I would look at the Twitter feed, it would be like, you know, all of these super angry tweets.
Yeah. Well, given the fact that five students committed suicide again between 2005 and 2010, how has Mentor High School responded to this? What changes have been made? How aware of this issue do you think they are even today?
I mean, my you know, we spent 3 years on and off going to Mentor, and nobody from the Mentor school district would speak to me.
They wouldn't talk to you. Why wouldn't they talk to you?
Well, they would say that they had, because of the lawsuit, but even when you have a lawsuit, you could say, we can't talk about this, this, and this, but we can say that were concerned about X, Y, and Z. I mean, they wouldn't talk to me at all. And they, I was not able to find any evidence of any kind of bullying program there. We talked to journalists. I talked to bullying experts. Dorothy Espelage is in the film. She's an expert on bullying. She looked into this particular case and felt that the Mentor school district was especially bad school environment compared to thousands that she's been in. So, I mean, you know, I have not seen any change now. I finished the film over a year ago. I can't empirically say that nothing has happened in that year, but it certainly would be very little, very late if it had.
You know, one concern that the townspeople expressed to you about your work there, Alex, was that the blame you cast was too wide. It went too far. What about that?
I very strongly disagree with that. We were doing that intentionally. I mean, I think that, like I said earlier, to just blame one student, that student doesn't exist in a vacuum. That student is a product of the town, of the parents, of the teachers, of the school. And that kind of neglect, where a family is coming and doing all of the things that they're supposed to do, and nobody is paying attention to it, that's a wide net. You have to cast a wide net. And all of those people came together or didn't come together to create this situation.
Mm-hmm. You know, this image, it's staying with me about one of the victims here, I think the girl who committed suicide, of food being thrown at her in the cafeteria. How can something like that happen?
That's what I was trying to find out. I mean, I still find it unbelievable. It's not the way I grew up, and so it was very foreign to me, and the stories I was hearing were really shocking. And she did eat in a bathroom stall crying every day because she wanted to get away from those kids. So I don't know how that can happen without somebody stopping it, but that's what happened.
I mean, that takes my breath away, just for the record. That just absolutely takes my breath away.
Yeah, it did mine too. I mean, it's horrific.
Two of your documentaries, Alex, Bayou Blue and now Mentor, both deal with, you know, I guess, oppression against individuals who are nonconforming. What is it about that predicament that attracts you as a filmmaker?
I don't know. I think that, you know, the thing that the thread through these documentaries to me is trying to find a story, a smaller story that tells a bigger story. So similarly to talking about Mentor as a school and a town through these two families' tragedies, I think the Russian prisons, you know, tell a bigger story of what was happening in Russia at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all the change that was going on in Russia. And in Bayou Blue, you're following this serial killer, but you're seeing what's happening in a part of Southeast Louisiana that is dealing with poverty and racism and homophobia and all sorts of other issues that kind of paint a portrait of a town. So I think I'm attracted to individual stories that tell a bigger story.
Alex Lambert is a filmmaker and a television writer. She's produced segments for Nightline and Life 360. She's also co-founded the Brooklyn International Theater Company. She's producing a segment for This American Life, and I bet she makes a mean apple pie, too, given everything else you do here, Alex.
I wish I did.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy your time in Kansas City this weekend at the TEDxKC event. People looking forward to hearing you here, and thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's filmmaker Alex Lambert. Her website, pinkghettoproductions.com.